Well, this evening, Jacksonville Beach is saying goodbye to a longtime favorite.
Joe's Crab Shack is set to close, and the iconic oceanfront spot will soon become a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Our Haja Ba has reaction tonight from the community.
This Joe Crab Shack has been a staple here in Jacks Beach for years, and soon they'll be closing their doors. Locals here say it feels like losing a piece of history.
Everything's getting a facelift, it seems like.
The COO of Joe Crab Shack confirms the restaurant will be converted into a Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
It's definitely a nicer scale restaurant, maybe. I know I've eaten in other locations. It's definitely a nice restaurant.
Nova Scotia live lobster exports to China once made up 40% of overall exports. That was nearly $600 million worth of lobster in 2024. But with a 25% tariff slapped on Canadian seafood, exports to China are down, and the industry here has been pressing Ottawa to step in.
Executive Director, Nova Scotia Seafood Alliance. Chris, good morning, and thanks for your time. Your thoughts this morning. The trade war was directly impacting you, but now there is a deal.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're incredibly optimistic that we are able to see this type of outcome. We did not anticipate this. To note, though, that while there was a deal announced for lobster and crab, there's many other species that weren't included that are subject to retaliatory tariffs.
As the lobsters come together, it becomes a game of follow the leader.
Now that it's the start of the new year, many of us have mud bugs on our minds. And experts say it's looking to be a positive season. However, the latest immigration crackdown in Louisiana could take a toll on the seafood industry.
Red Lobster, and only Red Lobster could do it. Lobster Fest 89, the lobster event of the year. You're going to love it. Lobster, lobster, and more lobster from the people who know lobster best. Maritime lobster, rock lobster, lobster Alfredo. Eight delicious ways to bring a lobster out of its shell at Lobster Fest 89. On now.
Red Lobster.
Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
We are the most unique radio program in your entire area, both geographically and metaphysically right now. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance. And we're coming to you each and every week, twice a week, on CKUW 95.9 FM, live on tape. My name is Electric John.
I am Jason Reeves, son of Ryan Reeves.
Jason Reeves, getting comfy. He's getting comfy. His name's Eastwood, and he's here to do the Shrimp Farm with us. And we got a great show this week. Got a great, great, great crypto market report coming up, possibly a mindful minute. We'll check in with those Jets as well as so much more, Jason.
We sure will. We're going to see what the beat of the city is. It's winter. Everyone's a little bit subdued, I would say.
Oh, I know. See, everybody's suffering through it. And right now, we're going to keep suffering. This is Tommy Holohan and Effective Power.
Right
Shrimp.
Here.
On Shrimp Farm.
Dot crypto. Crypto.
I realize you've come a long way since then, and that perhaps I've been a little unfair.
Suffering.
New music from Two Shell, that's Doom Culture. And before that, we heard Tommy Holohan with Keep Suffering. And we've been suffering through this last week of deep freeze here in Winnipeg.
Sometimes the suffering reminds you that you have to bring joy to the suffering.
Well, that sounds like you're into a mindful minute already.
Well, this whole show is a mindful minute for me. I live in the mindful minute space, especially in the winter.
Okay.
So?
I'll assume that's true. And when it's contradicted,
let's do the mindful
glaringly
minute. Let's do it right now.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Mindful Minute, brought to you by guitarfulness.com. Scrape the windows, I heard from the other room. Why scrape the windows? I yelled back. What, just so I can see more frost and cold outside? So I can see the beautiful snow, I guess. Yeah, maybe there is a reason to scrape the windows. The scary thing then dawned on me. I live by myself. Who's yelling from the other room? Who was yelling from the other room? Namaste.
You have been listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Don't run it, and I don't mind if we go too slow.
Toronto jazz soul fusion supergroup Bad Bad Not Good and VCR right there for us. Jason,
what a great band. You know who's touring, speaking of soul jazz funk supergroup? The supergroups, period, is holy fuck. They're back on the road. They're not coming to Winnipeg.
I saw them at the Dawson City Music Festival two summers back, Jason.
I saw them 20 years ago at the Marquee in Halifax. Great show.
I saw them in 2005 at the Mod Club in Toronto. Amazing.
Yeah, they've been around, and they're back.
Brian Borchette and company.
It's like one of those bands that gets better every year.
Great band. Controversial name. Controversial.
Because of the F word?
No, yes.
Well, because of social media, I don't think that has as much of a
shock. No, but then you're tying in a sort of a sacrilegious element as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, because the holy part.
Yeah. So, controversial name, great band, and Jason, there's some good local bands too, though, they're a Toronto band, but...
Let's go to local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight.
Strawberry Punch.
Delicious.
Part of the Winteruption Festival is this band. They're an all-femme, queer, indie, twee-pop, punk rock band with shimmering guitars, catchy hooks, angelic four-part harmonies, and all that jazz, John.
Very good, Jason. Very good. And this band is coming up. There's a festival coming up this weekend, you're saying?
It is tomorrow night, Winteruption, Sunday night.
Incredible. Looking forward to that.
If you're checking out some Winnipeg Winterruption stuff, go and enjoy. It's all indie bands from the local scene, John.
Speaking of local, so what else have you got for us, Jason?
Well, let's go. Let's go a little back, a little farther. This is the Weaker Thans right here
on shrimpfarm.crypto.
Can't remember. lights race towards the corner of the dining room and half illuminate a face before they disappear.
And with this brand new section is Beat of the Week.
Glass like a frozen ghost from the icy past of the inland coast. So feed the fire, I'm bringing fuel and ammo, spare tires, food rations, camo, cameraman, lighting, sound tech too, spare dry socks, smokes and chew. Night is hell, but the dark shall pass. Ghostly winds beat frozen glass.
I got a robot lover and I don't care who knows. We dress each other up in each other's clothes. I got a robot lover me back. We did it in the shack, past the railroad tracks. Network, so long, network, network, we'll be seeing ya. No track, no trace, just trade up physical media, media. I got a robot lover and I don't care who knows. Dress each other up in each other's clothes. I got a robot lover and she loves me back. We did it in the shack past the railroad tracks. She gets chronic, freaky, freaky tronic. She gets sonic on the bionic. Too chronic, freaky, freaky tronic. She gets tronic to bionic. Network, so long, network, network. We'll be seeing ya. No track, no trace, just straight up physical media, media.
Mad technicalities, ill fatalities, MK all day, Resident Evil, let's play. I only pay once, I do all my own stunts, blaze bad blunts. I'm the hare in the hunt, just ahead of the hounds. Flip phones make the fakest sounds. Since that new tech came to town, step aside, I work here, clown.
First time I made a beat, I had a cassette player in my grandma's crib. I didn't have all, you know, the extravagant equipment. You know, this is back in the late 80s. And I used to listen to music on the radio that I liked, you know, particularly old school, like 70s. And I would record it. And then after I recorded a certain part that I liked, I would record, loop, record, loop, record, loop, until it just became one beat. And, you know, that was the beginning of me making beats.
Record, loop, record, loop, record, loop, record, loop, record, loop, record, loop.
It's a drive-in movie, no roofs on a bunch of Benzes. Let's try to reimagine the passion when I got in this. A Panasonic with a tape recorder, trying to level the treble and bass in order. The station sound distorted, I moved the dial to improve the sound. Years later, got a Sony stereo system, no comparison with the boombox. My living room knocks, my nigga Mayo next door, he banging on the wall, told us to stop, take me back. Drugs and money, we cruddy, lung smoky, fiends in the hallway, bummy. Just finished the OE, music saving our lives. Just listening, getting fried to underrated MCs. Spraying something to hide the aroma, still in my mom's crib, was young and lazy. Quit school cause I needed fly shit. The fiends will page me. Not trying to be locked on a big queen's crazy. Guest jeans and polo jacket. Just in the crib causing all this racket. Always knew I was the verbal assess. Submerged in a very dirty world but only was half in. That's when I had an epiphany. Came with last on a symphony. If I could set a posse cut off, that'd be my entry. Picking up the stereos, remote control quickly. Rhymes, he's in the cassette deck. Rocking the shit, G a surprise. I open a bombshell in my mind. Tells me I could hook a beat up for myself to rhyme. My mom's hall closet and boxes, all kind of shit. Johnny Taylor records and some good Grover Washingtons. I'm locking in. Grab a piece of vinyl, drop the needle at the top. Listen for a beat to rock. 90-minute tape, I got enough time. Play it one time, four bars. Press record, then press pause, then restart. Record, loop, repeat. Do that by 20 times, yo, I made my first beat. Pause tapes.
Pause tapes. Rewind it.
Record, loop. Record, loop. Record, loop, 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 loop.
Ain't that the truth? This is a brand new track from Nas and DJ Premier. They got a new joint out. Eastwood's pretty funktastic.
Peace through pause tapes, ladies and gentlemen. You stay home. That's how I got.
That's
how
we can
multi-track.
Fight this problem in the Middle East. Maybe peace through pause tapes.
Well, there's problems everywhere. But what I would do is I'd have one tape recorder. I had a little tape recorder. I'd record myself playing guitar on a tape.
Yeah.
Like a chord progression. I'd play it back, and I'd play maybe a lead part over top of that, and then I'd record. As I played the tape, I'd record me playing the new part over the tape that was playing on the second tape recorder. Then I'd play that back and sing on top of it. And you could layer up. You could bounce forever. And then I got a four-track tape recorder, which you know, because as soon as I got it, we started recording songs together.
This was in this is in the late 70s that happened.
No, well, that the pause tape thing, but the actual four-track.
You got
track,
the tape recorder from doing the movie. The four-track,
the four-track Fostex X15
tape. That was in the mid, that was in 1985 or 86 or something like that.
It was 86-ish.
86-ish to 88. Then you had that sampler that was a keyboard. It was like a keyboard and a sampler.
And Sonic.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, we didn't know nothing, you know? We didn't know nothing, but we...
Well, this technology came out, and you just got it as soon as you could. And the really thing I liked about the four-track cassette tape is you could layer it up like a studio.
Multi-track.
And it taught me how to arrange music and hear drums.
No more using the radio or the boombox. Welcome back to another Crypto Market Report. We discuss cryptocurrencies, digital assets, and the fourth industrial revolution. Now, Jason, we were supposed to have a Clarity Act in the United States passed by now, which is the Crypto Clarity Act for categorization and taxonomy of all cryptocurrencies, and now it's been pushed back again.
A Clarity Act coming out of America is the biggest hypocrisy I've ever heard of. There's no such thing as clarity.
Well, they are swimming in their own opacity, as you so strongly suggest.
Translucent morals is what I'd call it.
So, you know, why don't we just go to some clips right now?
Sure. Let's hear what we got.
The Senate Banking Committee delaying a vote on legislation to structure the crypto market and digital assets, pushing the bill's timeline to February at least. This coming after pushback from the crypto industry over whether platforms should be paying interest or be able to pay interest on rewards on stablecoins.
Yeah, well, Secretary Bessent, I think, has been a big proponent of stablecoins and crypto legislation for that reason. It's creating a lot of demand for the U.S. Treasuries, which is important to bring down those interest rates. But I'd say
clarity is always better than chaos, and the industry needs clarity. Perfection, I think, in my experience, is the market structure bill that's pending in the banking committee, is it perfect? No. Certainly not. But is it better than nothing? Absolutely.
And you still got people like Brad saying, well, it's not perfect, but we just got to get something. You know, it's better than no clarity. Handed to the same people who sued us.
Charles Hoskinson going after Brad Garlinghouse there just for suggesting they should pass a bill.
Sue everybody.
Yeah. Well, we need to get this. Americans need to get this bill passed. And the whole industry needs America to get the bill passed so they can move into the 21st century here.
And this whole thing's being run by the Jerky Boys. Is that right?
Right now, we're going to listen to a cultural moment in regards to this particular incident.
¿Puedes creer que la ley de claridad criptográfica todavía está estancada en el Congreso?
Sí.
¿Cree que una taxonomía adecuada ayudará a la industria y llevará a Estados Unidos al siglo XXI? Sí. Eso es fantástico. Claramente, claramente, claramente.
New music from Winged Wheel. I see posers every day.
It's hard not to. Most people are wearing a mask out there, you know. They go through life with this mask, that mask. Just, I'm out there in public trying to pretend I'm this. I'm an accountant. I'm a fireman.
Some of them are just trying to pretend they're invisible.
The firemen actually, they do save lives, right?
Speaking of invisible, I watched the Abbott and Costello Meet the Invisible Man last night on the television. It's quite entertaining.
The Invisible Man, it's great because whoever played him won an Oscar for that.
Really?
Well, I don't know. The Invisible Man was just a sheet.
He's just making stuff up.
I mean, the Invisible Man wasn't
Well,
really
no, but it's a trick that they did with clothes, right?
It wasn't actually an actor, is what
well,
I'm saying.
Well, there was an actor that played... Yes, there is an actor in The Invisible Man. He becomes The Invisible Man. Oh, there has okay. to be a guy who... And every now and then he stops being invisible for moments throughout... You know this, the culture of The Invisible Man.
I was an invisible stuntman for a while in Hollywood, and I didn't get any gigs, so that's...
An invisible stuntman. How does that work?
If they were doing an Invisible Man show, I was the stuntman.
Because, you know, the point of a stuntman is to look like the actor, so...
No, I know. So the Invisible Man, I wouldn't even show up. I'd just send a...
Do you understand that the Invisible Man is a fictional construction? That there's no actual Invisible Man that appears...
I would phone up the studios and try to get them to cut me checks, okay?
Okay. Well, that is a good move, actually. That probably would work. But speaking of woodwork, no, that invisible scene, it would never fly.
No, of course not. You wear glasses and a suit, and there's nothing.
Sometimes they wear just the black glasses.
Just right? The black glasses. Then you got to say, is he standing there nude except for the glasses?
And then they wrap him in bandages.
Yeah, the bandages was always the way that you could
see. If the clothes fall off, he's getting nude, but you can't see him, right? Because otherwise he could be followed, because you just follow the clothing, right? If you really want to disappear from people, you need to go full invisible.
I mean, you really couldn't be an invisible man in Winnipeg, because you'd probably freeze to death.
People would always see your breath.
That's right.
You'd be the dead giveaway. Yeah. It's like when you ever see someone when you're walking across the parking lot at the grocery store in January when they fart?
See, the invisible people can't attack us in Manitoba. It's another thing to be happy about this winter.
The invisible people can't attack you. And it is definitely hibernation time out there.
Well, speaking of hibernation, should we get to the bare necessities here, John?
You mean Boomer Barry!
You know, it's not that I hate cell phones, because I don't. But I just don't trust them. In the same way I don't trust a raccoon holding my credit card. Let's start with texting. I get this message that says, IDKTBHLOLFR. And I'm sitting there thinking, is this a sentence or should I be concerned? Did you fall down the stairs while you were typing? I had to look this one up and it was... It means, I honestly don't know. I'm kind of laughing, but I'm serious. And then there's emojis, which I was told would clarify things, but I don't think so. Take the thumbs up emoji. To most people my age, it means I agree, all good, sounds fine. To younger people, that exact same thumbs up can mean message received and this conversation is over. But apparently, if a thumbs up is at the end of a sentence, it can be passive aggressive. You get a text that says, I thought we were meeting at 3, but you changed it again. Thumbs up. What that exactly means is that I'm displeased, but I'm not willing to fight about it. The same emoji, wildly different emotional meanings. That's not communication, that's hostage negotiation. And don't get me started on money transfers. Somebody will say to me, I'll just e-transfer you the money. And then they ask, do you have Tap Pay Now? Because that's how I sent it. And I say, no, you probably should have just burnt it because... That would have saved us a lot of time because I have no idea as to what you're talking about. And every update on your phone promises to make life simpler. Simpler than what? Yesterday? Because now that button I used yesterday has moved. No warning, no explanation. It's just gone. I tapped the wrong thing and all of a sudden I've subscribed to the premium weather channel in 3 countries. Cell phones haven't made my life easier. It's a device that slowly convinced me that I don't need to understand anything anymore. It's made confusion more efficient. And somehow, we've all paid for the upgrade.
Have we all paid for the upgrade? Is that what you're saying, Boomer Barry? Because Cause I ain't got no cash left in my digital account, you know what I'm saying? All my coins are encrypted.
All my coins are encrypted. 21st century digital Barry. Boomer, I agree with Boomer about the emojis, though. The passive-aggressive emoji, there's no excuse for that.
You've had a lot of problems with emojis, too. Didn't you get in a fight with one?
No, I have emojinal problems.
If somebody sends, do you blame the emoji or the person that sent you the emoji?
I have the emotional problems. I have to learn to control my emojis.
Like, they talk about this all the time. One of the things that separates the successful people from the non-successful people in the 21st century is emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence, exactly. No, I'm emotionally troubled.
When you have a problem with the emoji, though, is it the emoji itself or is it the person that sent you the emoji?
Well, obviously, the emoji is a representation. It's it's the sign, right? So the sign signifies an object, and the signifier is the sender.
You don't think the emoji sometimes sends itself?
The object is the subject of the sign.
Can the emoji send itself?
Can the emoji send itself? No, because the emoji is not a... It's like, can a cave painting paint itself?
Right.
No.
No. Well, we don't know. We weren't there.
Well, no, but if an AI agent sent you an emoji, you'd be getting emoji from an AI agent, not from an emoji that sent itself, quote. Even though it might seem that way, it might appear that way, it might perceptibly be that's the scene, but no.
Right, right. If a snake went up and down the wall of the cave with some paint on it, it's not necessarily...
That's not the cave painting itself. It's the snake painting the cave. Jason, this is easily explained.
The snake painted the cave and the sucker sent the emoji. I get it.
The sucker sent the emoji. I am trying to control my emojis in 2026.
What do you do for that? Is there a class?
Take deep breaths.
Is there maybe some night education at University of Winnipeg you can...
There probably is. I'm not aware of it. You know what else I do? These thumb exercises. That's one of the... I get the thumbs limber. I take deep breaths. I try not to respond too early. I wait a couple beats before I send the emoji.
Oh. Is that Billy Joel you're getting a call from?
Oh, no. It's our friend Ted Turner who's suggesting Connor Hellebuyck is weak tonight.
Yes, he's absolutely right. We were watching the... Taves return to Chicago. We're watching.
Jets 3.0.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of... Jets 3.0.
As you know, we were at the game Saturday night against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I know, yes, but I don't think the audience knows. We were at the Leafs Jets game.
That's your cue to tell them, Jason. It's radio.
We were at the Maple Laughs. And the Winnipeg Jets, the Leaves, as they like to call themselves.
Oh, that's why they had grade 13, right? It's actually Leaves is plural of Leaf, not Leafs.
The good thing about this show is we can make fun of Ontario as much as possible because I don't think our transmitter reaches there.
Jason, what do the Toronto Maple Leafs have in common with the Titanic?
They're both at the bottom of the Atlantic.
Oh, exactly right. You win a prize.
Well, unless we're going to talk about Daryl Sittler, let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, half the place was Leafs fans. We cheered back. They cheered back. Jets couldn't pull it off. We lost an OT.
There's some violent exchanges.
Down tonight, 1-0 with a weak heli goal against Chi-Town. And literally, the season is on the brink of the abyss. We hope they pull it together next time
on Jets 3.0. Aphex Twin, come to daddy. We'll see you next week.
I'll see you at Shrimp Farm, Shrimp Though.
Well, we still got time, John, so.
Next week, we won't see you. You're going to hear us right here on Shrimp Farm.crypto. Here's a player. Here's the mat.
Raised in the city, ready to run. Cruise to the lake, fun, fun, fun. Dare sail and climb to cruise around. Raised in the city. She got rubber on four gears. Disinclined to lay down. Get out of my way. I can't see it. Out of my way. I can't see no band. Raising the city. Running the drop. Cruise to the lake. Call my.